The latch is jammed. Help me. There. Come on, let's go. This is it.
Be careful, Kate. If you fall down there...
Hand me the light.
Do you see anything?
There it is. It's hanging from a string. Just a little further.
Kate, don't fall.
I got it. Who did that?
I don't know.
Open it.
I can't. We're trapped.
Help.
Help.
Somebody.
Someone.
We're stuck in the tower.
Help.
Help.
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, an exciting family audio drama. An ancient castle in Burgundy, France, just trapped Ian and Kate Brinkman in its tower. How did they end up there? And what are they doing in the tower at 3:30 in the morning? To find out, let's join the Brinkman family 2 days earlier on a jet flying over the Atlantic Ocean.
Honey, are you comfortable?
As comfortable as I can be, considering how big this baby's getting.
Stewardess, and can I please have some more peanuts?
Sure, I'll run back and get you a bag.
2 bags and unsalted, please.
Okay.
Honey, have you noticed that guy?
How could I not? He's the only one with his light on. Make that light. Look at that. He's using the ones from the empty seat next to him.
Yeah. I can't figure out what he's up to. Sound pollution.
Stop humming. I can't believe this guy. Mr. Annoy Man. I think he's scrapbooking, using both seat tray tables.
Here you go.
Thank you.
He's not scrapbooking.
I've been watching him. He's cutting things out and gluing them to pages in a scrapbook.
It's not a scrapbook. Those are receipts. That's his little office.
Oh, stewardess.
Please just go to sleep.
I'll be right there.
I may as well blog, since I can't sleep. Well, once a year, all the missionaries get together for a few days. We're helping with the worship and childcare. Pastor Tim's the speaker.
Sir, can I help you?
I'm wondering if there's a scanner on board.
A scanner? For what?
What do you think? For scanning documents?
No, there's no scanner on board, at least that you can use.
Being a missionary is hard no matter where you are. They need regular encouragement, just like us.
Excuse me, stewardess. Do you have almond milk?
I can check.
Lactose intolerance stinks. And warm it, please. I'm feeling a bit peaked.
Bienvenue, mes amis. Je m'appelle Jacques Landais et je suis le directeur ici au Le Château de Saint-Aubin. Welcome, my friends. My name is Jacques Landais and I am the director here at Le Château de Saint-Aubin.
I'm Jack Brinkman and this is my wife, Susan, and our 8 kids.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to meet you. Please take your bags and follow me.
Do you normally get this much snow here?
It's a little unusual, especially this early in the season.
I can't believe we're sleeping in a castle.
Are you taking us to the dungeon?
Actually, your room is close to the dungeon. See that big door down there?
That's it?
Used to be. We've turned it into our own little movie theater. You may want to check it out. Et voilà. Here we are.
Come on, Hope.
There's something in my shoe.
All of you will be staying in this wing.
How old is this castle?
Nearly 700 years old, since 1236. Older than guns. See those slits in the wall? They used to shoot arrows out of those openings. They call them arrow loops.
Cool.
There's another family staying in this section, the Kings.
Oh, I'm glad they made it.
And here's your room.
Look at this wall, Ian. I bet it used to go all the way around the castle. You'd sure have a hard time attacking here because this hill drops off so steeply.
Check out the stones. They're covered in moss.
Ian, look.
Oh, I didn't see him.
Hi. Do you speak English?
Yeah.
Do you live here?
No.
Are you here for the retreat?
Not me. My parents.
Ours too. Are they missionaries?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay then, See you around.
Whatever.
Boy, that was awkward.
Hey, it's great to be together again. To think that we have the next 3 days together, this is fantastic. Pamela and I always look forward to our times together.
Thanks for coming back.
Hey, you're welcome, Matt. And this year, not only did Jack Brinkman come, he brought his whole family. Besides leading our singing this year, the Brinkmans are also going to be taking care of your kids. And trust me, your kids are going to have a great time. In fact, why don't we dismiss them right now before we get started?
All right, follow me, guys.
Mom, can I talk to you?
Sure. What's up, Kate?
Did you see that older boy that just walked by?
Yeah, what about him?
We just met him. He was sitting by the castle wall.
I think that's Matt and Kara King's boy. They're in the room right across from us.
He was kind of rude, and he wouldn't talk to us.
That's strange. Did you say something that offended him?
No, not at all.
Well, he's probably just a little shy. Why don't you and Ian invite him to explore the castle?
We'll give it a shot. You coming, Ben?
I guess.
Mr. Jacques said the door to the attic is at the top of this old staircase.
These are old.
Be careful with Kit's camera. Okay. Ben, where do your parents serve? Here in France?
Why the questions?
I'm just curious. Sorry.
Oh, we made it. A skeleton key. That must be really old.
Whoa, is this the attic? It must be. I think the door to the tower's on the far side.
Where's the light switch?
I don't think there is one. We can still see.
That looks like a pirate chest.
Let's explore the tower first.
I wonder what's in it.
Ian, come on.
Just a sec. I want to get a picture of that coat of arms.
That might tell us who lived here. This is awesome! I bet that trap door in the ceiling opens to the roof.
You coming?
I'm right here.
Whoa, you wouldn't want to fall out this hole in the wall. You'd land on the steps outside. Wonder why they made this.
I'm guessing to let the air alight in. Be careful.
Should we climb the ladder to the roof?
We have to. Come on.
Wait till you see this.
Oh, awesome. You can see for miles. This would be a great spot to shoot arrows at invaders. Think of all the battles that were fought here.
Look, down there's the town of Saint-Albain. And mountains in the distance.
What a cool place.
Where's Ben?
Ben! I think he went back.
What's his problem anyway?
Don't think he likes us much.
It's just like family camp.
You're right, with all these bunk beds.
Don't sleepwalk tonight, Isaac. That would hurt.
So, what did you guys think of your first day here in France?
It was fun. I like the kids.
You guys did great helping out. Thanks for engaging the little ones.
I found a coat of arms in the attic.
Oh, cool.
He took a picture of it, and I found it online. Guess who built this castle?
Tell us.
Charles the Bald.
Charles the Bald? Was that really his name?
It's what everybody called him.
So, was he bald?
They're not sure. Some people think he was actually really hairy, and people called him that as a joke.
That's why I tell you guys to be careful with nicknames. Sometimes they stick.
What else did you find out about him?
Well, King Charlemagne was his grandfather.
Now that's interesting. Charlemagne's called the father of Europe.
Charlemagne gave this land to Charles, who built the original castle around 1200 years ago.
Wow, this place is old.
Did Ben explore with you?
At first, but then he disappeared.
Hmm, We'll keep trying to include him.
But Mom, he's so rude. I wonder if something's bothering him.
Yeah. Did you guys notice that man sitting by us in the plane?
You mean Mr. Annoy Man? Talk about rude.
Yeah. Well, he really bothered me too. I caught myself saying some mean things about him. It's easy to love people when they're nice. When they're rude, it's a different story.
No kidding.
Later that night, I was convicted about my lack of love. I asked God to, well, help me be more loving the next time I encounter someone like that. Oh, well, you have a chance here to show your love towards Ben in the same way.
You could try and find out what he's interested in.
I'll do my best. I love the French bread.
Jacques and Debbie do such a good job running the chateau. I wonder how many people visit each year.
He was telling me between 50 and 60 groups.
Wow. Are they all church groups?
For the most part. The Grace Brethren Church in the States runs it.
I see Ben brought a soccer ball. Look at him out there in the snow.
Yeah, he loves soccer. Would spend his whole day playing it if he could.
Guys, let's go out there and join him.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll take care of your dishes for you.
Gracie, we can make a snowman out there.
I want to play soccer.
Hey, can I
Don't
jump?
Forget your coats and mittens.
Wait for me.
Go ahead, Kate. I'll get the little ones ready.
Love your kids.
Yeah, so do we. They're such blessings, every one of them.
Susan, I am so sorry. I read on your blog about the loss of the twins. Oh, it has been hard. I think about them every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Thanks, Kara.
You guys had a tough year, too.
Yeah. We're still processing.
Well, I hope this week is helpful.
Wow, Ben is really good.
He's running circles around our kids. I'm going to need to work on athletics with them.
Well, soccer makes him happy. I see the old Ben when he plays.
He's really missing his team back home.
I worry about him. He seems to be turning inward.
Well, after what you guys have been through?
Nice soccer ball. Where'd you get it?
My best friend gave it to me.
What's his name?
Hottie.
That's an interesting name. Hey guys, we should go back up in the attic and explore. I really want to see what's in that trunk.
It's kind of spooky up there.
We gonna play?
Ian, I'm open. Kick it.
Not a chance. Not a chance, Ian.
Over his head. All right. Oh!
Ian!
Down over the wall!
Oh no!
He's heading for the river!
I can't believe this!
Whoops. Sorry. Ben, where are you going?
I'm going inside.
Ben. Come on, Ian, quick. Let's go down there and try to find it.
Hey, Ben. Where are you going?
To my room.
Is something wrong?
You really want to know?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the problem?
Everything.
Everything?
I lose everything I care about.
Ben, it's hard to understand why God allows us to go through certain things.
If he's even there.
I feel awful, Kate. He wouldn't even look at me during supper.
Yeah, I noticed that.
What should I do?
Replace it.
But his best friend gave it to him. How can I replace that?
It's even scarier up here in the dark. Now, where's that chest?
On that side, closer to the tower. There.
Hey, shine your light to the left. Look, a tiny door.
Kate, the chest.
No, just wait. This is cute.
That's a door?
Yeah, check it out. Shine your light on it.
You need a key.
Hey, there's something sticking out from under the bottom. A piece of paper or something.
Huh?
Looks like a page torn out of a journal. See the handwriting?
It's pretty faded. I can't really read it.
You can't read it because it's French, Ian. Hey, Ben speaks French. We could go down and have him translate.
Can we open the chest now? Help me with this cover.
What are those?
Piles of old sheet music. I bet they're at least 100 years old. Johann Sebastian Bach.
Who's that?
just one of the greatest composers ever?
This one says Bach too, and this one. I bet these are all by Bach.
We'll have to show Michelle. I think she's played some of his music before. Okay, we have to go. I have to tune my guitar for the meeting tonight.
Good job on the guitar, Kate.
Thanks, Dad.
There's sorbet in the other room. You want to join us?
Sorbet?
Yeah, it's like ice cream.
During a snowstorm?
Hey, French sorbet is good anytime. Well, you know where we're at, guys.
Here comes Ben. Ian, talk to him.
Hey, Ben.
What do you want?
I'm so sorry. I'll get you another one.
Good luck with that.
Maybe we could search for it downstream.
Forget it. It's gone.
Ben, wait. Do you speak French?
Yeah, why?
We found this old piece of paper in the attic. Can you read this?
It says, I'm staying at Grandpa's castle again this summer. I don't want to be here.
Cousin Albert Schweitzer is visiting from Africa. Right now, he's playing the piano. He's back doing organ concerts to raise money for his hospital. And Grandpa is angry and already tired of me. This is going to be a long summer. Jean-Paul Sartre.
I bet this is from a diary. I wonder if the rest is up there.
That paper might be worth something.
What do you mean?
Hey, Mom!
Yeah?
Who was Albert Schweitzer again?
Albert was a lot of things. He studied the composer Bach and was a famous musician.
Bach? Really?
Yeah. He also studied philosophy, theology, and the Bible. When he read about Jesus, it changed his life. He left his career as an organist and went back to school to become a medical doctor. Then he went to Africa and started a missionary hospital.
Wow, that's neat.
Before he died, he received the Nobel Peace Prize.
And you said he came here, right, Mom?
Yeah. The Schweitzer family owned this castle for years, and Albert spent a lot of time here. Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
You haven't heard of someone called Jean-Paul Sartre, have you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have. Jean-Paul also spent a lot of time here as a boy. And he also studied philosophy and became famous as an adult.
Man, two famous dudes here.
Sadly, he turned away from God, became a Marxist and an atheist.
Wow.
Yeah, two very different people. Ben, don't stay out too late, okay?
Yes, Mom.
Good night, kids.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
I wonder if Albert Schweitzer played this piano.
It sounds old enough.
This C sharp doesn't work. That's annoying.
Maybe I can fix it. The hammer's missing.
Guys, there's tiny writing on the soundboard just above some of the string pegs. Look! Some strings even have a column of letters.
That's weird.
I think it's some sort of code. And look by the bass hammers. It says staccato and fugue.
That would be staccato and fugue in D minor. It's a composition by Bach.
How did you know that?
6 years of lessons.
Kate, let's see that page from that diary. I think it's the same handwriting! But why is it in English?
Maybe that way French people couldn't figure it out.
The music in the attic!
Ben, we found an old chest in the attic full of old music. It was all Bach.
Let's go!
See? All Bach.
I wonder if it belonged to Albert Schweitzer. Your mom said he studied Bach.
Brandenburg Concerto number 3. Prelude and Fugue number 1 in C major. Toccata and Fugue in D minor. This is it.
Back to the piano. Come on.
Wow. You're pretty good, Ben.
Thanks.
Just like I thought. The letters are only above the notes you played. Play the first 3 notes of the song again. In the order that you played them, there's a T, an H, an E. Play the next 3. K-E-Y. So far it spells the key. It's a message left by Jean-Paul Sartre. It has to be. Ian, get a pencil.
The key to my soul is in the murder hole. What's a murder hole?
The dungeon?
Maybe.
How about the holes in the wall? Mr. Jacques said they shot arrows out of them. Maybe those are murder holes?
That's it, Ben. We'll need to search them all. Guys, get your coats on. We're going outside.
The storm is getting worse. Should we go inside?
I can't feel my hands. Come to think of it, I can't feel my feet either. Or my face.
This has to be it. It's the last one. Can you give Ian a boost?
Sure.
Anything? Here, shine the light in.
I think so.
What is it?
It's a bird's nest.
The key to my soul is in the murder hole. The key to my soul is in the murder hole. What's a murder hole? Jean-Paul Sartre, what is a murder hole? That's it! Ian, are you awake?
No.
Yes, you are. Get up!
Okay, what are you thinking?
We gotta go!
What is it? Like, 3:30 in the morning?
Come on, Ian! You gotta get up!
Okay, there's a blizzard out there. Listen to it.
I remembered something from our history lesson. They used to pour boiling water on enemies through holes in the castle walls. That's what a murder hole is. And that's what you found in the tower, Ian. Come on!
Oh, great.
The latch is jammed. Help me! Over there! Come on, let's go! This is it!
Be careful, Kate! If you fall down there...
Hand me the light.
Do you see anything?
There it is. It's hanging from a string. Just a little further.
Kay, don't fall.
I got it.
Who did that?
I don't know.
Open it. I can't. We're trapped. Help.
Somebody.
Someone.
We're stuck in the tower.
Help.
Ben. What are you doing up here, Ben?
I heard you guys get up, so I followed you. Did you find it?
Yes, a key. The little door, let's go! Would you look at this? A journal, and the first page is torn out. Guys, we just found Jean-Paul Sartre's diary!
Oh. Whoa!
Ben, can you read it?
It's been 8 years since my dad died. I can't remember his face anymore. Why did he have to die? I never got to do anything with him. It doesn't seem right.
That's sad.
It's sort of how I feel about the twins.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder what they would look like now. Are you okay, Ben?
Not really.
What's wrong?
I lost my best friend.
What happened?
I gave him a Bible, and his parents got mad. They took him out of school, and then bad things happened to his family and a lot of other people. I'll probably never see him again.
I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't know.
We better get back to our rooms. Mind if I keep the journal tonight?
Sure. Good night, Ben.
Today I found some matches and lit my toy car on fire in the bathroom.
The fire burned my grandfather's rug. I turned the rug over so he wouldn't know, but then I realized Gold knew. This made me so angry, I danced in a rage and shook my fist at him. He took my dad, so today I turn my back on God and will never
look back. Jean-Paul Sartre. I miss Hadi so much, God. I know he became a Christian, but bad things happened. We had to leave the country, and I lost my best friend. I'm angry, but Lord, I don't want to become like Jean-Paul. I don't want to turn from you. Please, help me, Jesus. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures. In today's story, we met Ben, a missionary kid, or MK for short. Real MKs face unique challenges. And like any other kid, they sometimes struggle with their faith. If you know any MKs, make sure that you pray for them. While fictitious, today's episode, entitled Castle of Secrets, was inspired by real places and real people. Visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com, to find out more. Today's story isn't over. You want to find out what happens to Ben and his family? Keep listening to hear the exciting conclusion entitled, On the Run.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.